Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
And the one and black recorder.
Yes, yes, yes. No, I'm not alone. I'm not alone from anybody.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Phone Fantasy Radio with your girl, La Crush Hearts, and her co-host,
and
the one, the
black
only
reporter.
Black reporter. So today is July 21st, 2011, 9 o'clock p.m.
Oh, wow.
Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central Time. And it's freaking hot.
Who are you kidding? Who are you
talking
kidding?
Talking about a heat wave. This ain't
you know,
no damn heat wave.
When,
this is an oven.
Now y'all know what we be talking about down here in Louisiana when we say that it ain't the heat, it's the humidity.
Yeah.
That's what we be talking about. You know.
That is crazy.
But you know
Shout out to Kid Super Fluffy. About to get in the ass real quick. What you about to say, Black Porter?
I was going to say that, you know, I thought about this a long time ago. And no matter where you go in this country, you will always face some kind of weather problems that's going to slap you in the face.
Mm-hmm.
If you go west, it's earthquakes and everything. If you come down here to the south, it's hurricanes. Mm-hmm. If you go to the Midwest, to the Midwest and to the Mid-South, the Dallas area, you got tornadoes. You go up north Minnesota way, you got snow. You come toward y'all, you got snow, you know. And now there's a situation to where everybody can share in the same excruciating
gig. That's right. Okay, folks, so first off, Our first thing of topic or whatever, is Camp Super Fluffy. I know that we got a Facebook group. Okay, all right, clean out your plate.
Okay. Hold on a second. I got Lady C on the other line. Hold on a second.
Lady C, yeah. So we got everything popping at Camp Super Fluffy. Everything is going good at Camp Super Fluffy. We encourage you, if you're a fan of Phone Fantasy Radio, if you're a lover of a big, beautiful woman, if you are just a big, beautiful woman, or if you are a mini BBW, you are welcome to Camp Super Fluffy. Camp Super Fluffy is size friendly. It's just a group of grown folks trying to have a good time. We share pictures. Some of them are kind of naughty. Some of them are kind of nice. We ask questions. We just there having a good time sharing, you know, enjoying one another's company. And if that's what you're about, if that's what you want to do on Facebook, just to pass the time, join Camp Super Fluffy. It is a Facebook group. We want to make it more, but let's get the Facebook group started. So it's facebook.com/groups/Camp Super Fluffy. All one word. Okay? On that note, shout out to all the members in there. We got about 54 members right now. Shout out to them. And speaking of Camp Super Fluffy, we actually got one of our Fluffsters. She's a mini Fluffster. What's up, Renee?
Hey, Crushy, it's a mini BBW. You know, I had to do that.
I had to. Because he didn't think I was going to do it. And it's one thing about me, don't dare me to do nothing.
That's
he ain't
right.
seen
like,
my post.
He was just putting a little fire under your butt. That's all he was
he
doing.
He ain't seen my post. He ain't seen the picture. I was finna post
right.
on his wall because his notifications go to his phone, but I'm going to wait for him to come back home and let him see all the comments.
Right.
Because, see, I'm not a hater. I'm not a hater.
No.
I don't stop. No. Hey, B, I'll tell you in a minute. Be happy with your side. That's all. You know what I'm saying? I don't hate on nobody. Now, I'm going to say this, man. Some people get a little bit outrageous with their outfit. Now, that's all I'm going to say.
But that's for any size, no matter what
exactly.
size.
Exactly. No matter what size
so
you
that,
are. But not by far.
That's for everybody.
Am I a hater? You want a cake on Facebook? Go right ahead, boo-boo, because I do the same thing in my other groups. So, therefore, I can't be a hater. But don't say I shouldn't be in the group because I'm not a BBW. I told him about the group. Mind I add. I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm putting them on blast right now. But you know what I'm saying? That kind of, when we was clear chat, I was in my body. I was pissed off. I ain't gonna lie about it. I ain't gonna front about it. I was mad.
Yeah. What? When we was on what chat?
When I clear chatted you earlier before you put up the
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was
kind of thinking
about
that. Right, you felt some type of way. Like, you're supposed to be, yeah, I can understand that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you love you, and that's,
exactly.
That's what counts. That's what matters.
Nah, see, I'd be wrong if I sneak and take a picture of him with his shirt off, and you think I'd be wrong then.
Mm-hmm.
And post it in the room, think I'd be doing you wrong. I'm just saying, don't call me out on no dare. Cause see, I love when you dare me, cause I'ma take the challenge. I'm just saying. Hey, Black Reporter.
Hey, baby.
I'm just saying.
After all that,
I love
the
dare.
Yeah.
Huh?
After all that, you finally get to me.
Is a post in there. This is a PSA. I'm not the ambassador for all fat bitches. Why do you keep telling me why they like fat chicks? I don't care why you like them. I won. Can you go on and on about fat bitches the same as fuck there?
Whoa.
Wow. I'm going to have to go back and look at that one. I'm still logged in to Facebook,
right,
but I'm trying to get dinner done, too.
In a way, I agree with her, actually. So I'm going to like this post. In a way, I agree with her. I mean, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. But you're not, you know, you don't hear people going around like, I like skinny bitches. Woo! So why is it, you know? Like, I don't get it.
Right.
You know, like, I don't get why do you like BBWs? Because they're women. If you don't like women,
Now, I will say this, LaCrush. I've seen a couple of his last girlfriends or, you know, whatever. I am the skinniest one compared to them. But, yeah, I've gained some weight in the last year or whatever. But it's not like you didn't know that.
Let me ask you a question. Can
What's
you
that?
Put it on?
Hell yeah. You know, I've been waiting for this show. When I seen what the topic was, I said, and I told him, I said, oh snap, it's about to go down tonight. I seen the topic. I got hyped up. Yeah, bedroom secrets. You want to try to put me on blast? I got you. I'm letting out all secrets tonight. Yeah, I sure am.
You're bringing it all back out. If you've tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio before, you definitely know how this night goes. Tonight is bedroom booms and dooms. You call up and give us a full details, your worst or your best night in the bedroom.
And by the way,
call in number 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320.
And I just want to say something, LaCrush.
Real quick, folks, get a pad and paper so you can take notes.
Take some notes because I got some notes to give. I'm just saying, I may not be 250-300, but damn it, my 185 knows how to get the job done.
And shout out to Jay in the chat room. All us hoes down in the chat room. Thank you, Pookie.
Like I said, mini BBW, damn it.
I like that. That's so cute.
Y'all think I'm joking. I was in my feelings.
No.
I was in my feelings about that.
How tall are you, Renee?
Huh? I'm 5'6" and a half.
By what?
5'6" and a half.
Okay, okay.
Now, by doctor standards, I'm overweight.
That's a BBW, exactly.
But I guess because I'm not like 250. I don't know if you were on the phone when I said this. Compared to a couple of his last exes, I am skinnier than what they are. So, but like I said, I'm not skinny. At least not to me.
Tanya.
I just went to the doctor like maybe 2 weeks ago. No, it was last week. I got on the damn scale. I was 185. I like to cry.
Yep.
So, I do not have a book of nicknames or something. No, I do not have a book of nicknames. They just come to me. I always got a nickname for somebody. Sugarfoot, Sugar Lips, Pumpkin, Boo Boo, all that.
Oh.
All that.
I'm done with my little rant. I actually did my rant in the room.
All right.
I'll be looking forward to it.
From Baton Rouge, Louisiana, up on the line. And we also got Blessed Child from Trenton, New Jersey, up on the line. We got the whole gang here, up on the line. What's going on, gang? What's up, Lady C, Blessed Child?
Oh, hi.
I'm just sitting back here rolling. I'm just sitting back here rolling.
Why?
We're going to have a higher power.
I was going to start a Facebook war. No, it ain't no Facebook war. It's not a war. It was just a little group that I started. I was only joking. I said that. You knew that. But you know, it's all good. It's all mashed potatoes and gravy around here.
Yep.
Y'all don't know, I am hungry. I have not eaten.
Brown gravy?
I'm hungry too, and I wish this food hurry up and get done.
I'm hungry. I'm not going to eat now because I know if I eat, I was going to pass out and wouldn't have been doing no bedroom boom boo doo tonight. So, folks, tonight's topic is bedroom boom and doom. And we're about to get it in. You can call us up at 805-830-8320. Out of the gang, who wants to go first with your horrible story?
I don't have anything to do.
Say the best to last.
Well, with the horrible story.
Well, remind us of a horrible story you already told us, Black Reporter, because I know you got a horrible story.
Mm-mm.
Shut up.
It's a new season with new listeners. You got, you know, your old stories will be new to them.
Yeah, it'll be new to me. I ain't heard it.
Move on.
So I can see which story I'm going to tell.
Come on, reporter. Tell us.
Right, tell us. I'm, you know, I'm not.
school. Debbie haven't
wait,
heard it
wait,
yet.
Wait, 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 wait. Is that Miss Parker in the background?
Of course. You weren't paying attention. I made it. I took a study break.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, the big test is Tuesday,
right.
So y'all know. You gonna tell us, Mr. Black Reporter?
You gonna pay for that one?
Finally, I give him the first dibs, right, y'all? I don't leave him with the last. I finally get the first dibs. Kicking around a rock. Stop kicking around a rock and tell us, damn it.
Right.
Lady C.
Damn it, I don't know.
And Lady C, you will pay for that one.
Promise. Baby.
See, that sounds like something I would say when you say I'm going to pay for him, like you promised. See, I keep talking to you. That's a whole nother side to me. Y'all don't know.
It was freaky naughty. All right.
I can handle it. Mm-hmm. Come on, Black.
Come on with it. Why you are, any other time you got something to say, now you want to ask all the time.
Okay.
You got to build him up. You going to do it?
Because
we were
going to
go to
Blessed Child.
Okay, let's go.
You stuttering and shit? You nervous? I bet
okay.
You over there blushing and stuff, well, ain't you?
You're so blessed.
Now, how can y'all tell if a black man is blushing?
All right, Bless.
I just guessed. I'm just saying. I don't really know. I just
get. Hold on, y'all. What's a horrible bedroom story you have?
Yeah. I'm feeling like this right now. I'm one person, so anything good. But you go to the past. I'm feeling like this. You go to the past, man. You know, I had six. It was crazy. Man. I had to get up and walk away. At the same time. I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm human. I had a couple of thoughts. I'm not gonna really put it on the woman. I had a couple of thoughts too.
We just want one episode.
I'm not gonna give you my episode.
I mean, what's the fault? It didn't get up, you didn't get your rocks off, what?
Man, I ain't going to lie. At night, I couldn't get it up. I don't know. I was on vacation. I was in Jamaica. I guess I was too excited.
Really?
At the same time in Jamaica, that was the best moment to me. It's my first time ever telling that.
How you waste the night if it's in Jamaica, man?
I don't know. I'm going back to
didn't have enough
liquor
in your system or something?
Open bar, they get barring. They got all they drinks watered down. And I'm saying, it wasn't liquor. I ain't going to blame it on liquor. It was just me.
Was it her? You weren't interested in her?
I don't know if it was that, because she wasn't. I don't know it was that. I can't, truthfully, I can't explain it. It could have been that or could have not been that, you feel me? But
Okay.
That's only the first night, though. The second night was kind of different. With a different chick.
What?
Chick that I met up there from Canada.
Okay. We ain't getting to the booms yet. We just doing dooms right now. We're gonna go into the set, let everybody get their backgrounds nice and quiet for the next segment. We come back and we're gonna talk some more about bedroom booms and dooms and everything in between. If you are listening to the sound of my voice, please give us a call, 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. And on that note, we're going to play some, can we get kinky tonight?
Yeah.
Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly. Put your hands up my thigh and go super duper high. Please see my apple pie. Tell me if you lie. Tell me if you lie.
Baby, got me tipsy.
That would be a good act up for my watch, right? They're playing fine all day.
Now, the old saying, dead air, dead air, dead air.
Right, dead air. All right, folks, we're back at it. On Fantasy Radio, Bedroom Boom Ladoon. On the line right now, we got the infamous Black Reporter. We got Mini BBW Lady Ray. We got Little Debbie, a.k.a. Lady C. We got Blessed Child representing Trenton, New Jersey. And we actually got another caller on the air. And we also have Dre and the guests in the chat room. Hopefully Dre will share a bedroom boom a doom with us. All right, so my bedroom boom, 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 boom.
You like to bring in the extra caller?
Can I do this? Sure. Okay. Can I just hold the cat? Hold the cat. I got this. Yes. There was a way of me working that in there. You get what I'm saying? You got to work it in there.
Ah.
I like 12 people here. You gotta work it in. You gotta finesse it like a reporter. That's what I'm doing here.
Okay.
I acknowledge them. They know I see them. They, you know, let me tell my story, and then I come back and I get them. That's how I'm gonna go, like a reporter. Now I'm gonna mess up, like a reporter. Now I'm gonna mess up.
Hey, you boom.
Anyway. Yeah, crazy.
I do this on purpose, you know.
Because I think I know who that is when the 347 area code, but I could be wrong. I think I am wrong. That number just looks like I've seen it before. 347-627, how you is? Welcome to Whole Fancy Radio. What's your name and where you from?
Hello?
Yeah, I knew that number.
Ex from Brooklyn.
All right, what's up, Miss Tasha?
Oh, Lord. The brick.
Yeah.
No, Black Reporter.
Be careful what you ask for. You just might get it.
That's what you wanted. You wanted me to bring it on. I brought it on.
You was looking for me?
Yeah.
That's a little horse right there.
You're not going to bring another caller? That was a bedroom doom right there. Can y'all imagine? In the middle of the house, that was just a bedroom doom right there. Just somebody walking in on the bathroom. I'm on the bedroom one wall. Black footage. I don't hear the door.
You're not going to.
Anybody going to answer the phone? That's about to get that done. They hit her Black Reporter. Okay, enough of getting on Black Reporter Day. A whole another hour to get on Black Reporter. Okay, so what y'all doing in the background? Because all I hear is clicky, clack, clack, clack.
Sorry, I was closing my mic away.
What you making up?
I made some fried Cornish hens, some chicken stuffing, and some broccoli and cheese.
What's this put in the microwave?
Like I said, always the big girl, always cooking.
And like I told you, if I don't cook, we don't eat.
That's true.
I put the rest of the broccoli and cheese in the microwave because my significant other isn't here.
Yeah, she's still angry at him.
I mean, I've gotten over it. I'm just, you know, he don't know about my pulses. But when he see it, he gonna know next time not to dare.
Let me ask you a question. Is he gonna hit the roof? Is he gonna hit the roof?
I mean, if he do, he
gonna hop over.
Okay.
I don't think it's bad. She got on her phone. If y'all don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about Camp Super Fluffy on Facebook. If you're not a member, send me a request and I'll add you to the group. I've been getting a lot of Excuse me, I've been getting a lot of requests from people. From where? I don't know. Why? I don't know. But they just been coming from out of the blue. So that's all right.
I look at it like this, Black Reporter. He wasn't in the group. I told him about the group. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, LaCrush added me and Latasha, my best. I asked him, did he know about it? So, therefore, don't tell me I'm not, you know,
yeah.
I shouldn't be in the group.
Oh, exactly. Don't dare you on top of that.
Right.
Okay, so today is Thirsty Thursday. We got a couple of drink recipes we want to share with people. So go get your pen and your notebook. And I'm going to share a couple of drink recipes that I see for a couple of people who do Thirsty Thursday. But back to the bedroom dooms and booms and everything in between. My bedroom doom would have to be a man came here to my house and he wore yesterday's clothes. And on top of that, he left a stitch in my rug. He took off his shoes. He rubbed his feet against my rug. And there was a stitch in my rug. I'm freezing it. I'm doing everything. It was the grossest thing ever. And then he got mad at me because I told him he had to go. Like, no, this is not a booty call. You can't. I don't care. I don't care if it was just supposed to be sex only. I don't care what you thought. I don't appreciate you coming to the booty call smelling like that. That's just saying.
Right.
That's not a turn on. You done turned me off. Now I'm going to bed horny and mad. And funky because you done left a stench in my room. That was the most horrible thing ever. I got a lot of you. I can tell y'all that. Y'all want to hear another one? I can tell you another one. Another one is I was raped with my panties on.
Mm-hmm.
I invited somebody over to come chill. You know, we was watching a movie or something on TV, and I dozed off, and I fell asleep on my stomach. And as I'm laying there, I'm like, I start wheezing. What the fuck? I wake up. This nigga literally lifts up my nightgown. He's humping my thigh. Right between where my panties are. And then he came all over my pants.
Wow.
Okay.
Right. I was raping my pants. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Damn, where you find them? Where you find them popping people at?
Okay.
Where you at?
This is what I...
Wow. The question,
okay.
When you get time, go back in the group. Now, that's all I'm going to tell you.
I'm in the group.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Go on, you see.
And then,
that means I'm going to have to go there soon. Okay, since y'all done goaded me enough, I'm going to release my bedroom doom, and I'm going to release a bedroom boom, okay?
No booms yet. No booms yet.
Oh, no booms yet? Okay.
She just said doom.
Okay. Oh, I didn't hear. Dude. Thank you, Lady C. Miss Park. Okay. I was DJing in Houston. This was in my 20s. And we're talking 1980-something or other. And, I was DJing in a nice nightclub in what's called Third Ward, which is an upper-class black neighborhood. It's near where Texas Southern University is. And I was told by a DJ friend of mine that there was a hot after-hours place over up in the, the part of town where you wouldn't necessarily be caught in the daytime, especially. At 2 o'clock in the morning.
He was in the underground.
Totally underground nightclub. Well, and he was DJing there. So he invited me to come out and check out the place. What in the hell is that?
I don't I don't know.
Anyway, so after I got off at 2:15, I drove the 10 minutes to the other place. And, oh, yeah, it was the hole in the wall that it was advertised as. I mean, old wooden stools, but they are, and just to show you how hole in the wall this was, you couldn't necessarily legally sell alcohol after 2 in the morning, but they went around the law and sold you a ticket, and you took that ticket all around to a window where they gave you your drink. So technically, by the law, they weren't selling alcohol. They were selling tickets. So that's how they saw it. And so I got me a drink, and I happened to see this BBW. White dress. Dark, very dark. Looked nice. I mean, she was not wearing a bra. Titties all over the place. And she offered to buy me a drink, and I said, sure. And I said, I'll buy you one back. So we bought each other a drink, and we started dancing. And you know when you start dancing and you start drinking, how fast dances turn to slow dances real quick, you know. And you'd be kind of slow dancing on a fast song on the dance floor. Well, by this time, you know, sparks were flying and everything, so we decided to go out into the parking lot. Got in my pickup truck, told the door open for her, got in. The minute I got in, she unzipped my pants and went to town. I said, oh my God, best I ever got. And caressing the breast, nice arm and everything. And the next thing, my hand goes down, and I said, oh, fuck no. Get the fuck out of my truck.
Why did you say get the fuck out of your truck?
What did you find? What did you find?
Something that wasn't supposed
to be
there.
You must say it.
You must say it. Oh, I think I know this story.
I knew you knew this story.
Oh, the name. It's just fun listening to him tell it again. He always gets those details. You really thought she was there looking at him, too. And you know everybody in the bar knew who he was.
Huh? What was that, Rory?
Everybody in the bar knew who she was, and they were just sitting up there giggling.
Exactly.
Another one bites the dust.
Yeah,
Well,
literally.
There was no biting, was there, Black Reporter? No biting.
That's the ones that got caught out. Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm not the only one.
Right.
Ooh.
Y'all crazy. Anyway, folks, y'all tune into Bedroom Booms and Dooms on Soul Fantasy Radio. That was Black Reporter with his Bedroom Dooms. We still got some more people on the line, and we're going to get to them. We got Miss Renee with a Bedroom Doom. We got Lady C. We got the ladies to get to here. We got Pastor Brick. And we got another call from the 504. I see you, 504. We're going to get to you real soon. So, out of the ladies, who want to start? For the Bedroom Doom.
I'll start.
Oh,
oh, Lord. Miss Pop.
Hey, oh, Lord. Ha, 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 ha.
Besides Jody.
My doom was, he wasn't just, let me see, okay, he did perfect, foreplay was all good and everything,
And then he just proceeded to climb aboard. And I was sitting there waiting for him to climb aboard. And I looked around. He was done. And I'm like, well, what's
Was that done with a Michael stopwatch?
Michael stopwatch, mini-mini or whatever it was. I didn't feel nothing. He was done. I'm like, I didn't even feel it to know that there was something to go on. If it hadn't been for the foreplay, I wouldn't know that I'd done anything.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know anything.
Then it wasn't even 2 minutes, one or 2 minute brother?
Let me see. I wouldn't know because I didn't feel anything.
Wow.
Well, wait. Didn't Salt and Pepper, was it Salt and Pepper who came out with that song with 1 minute man?
No, that was Missy Elliott.
That was Missy Elliott. That's the point I was getting at.
Okay, it could have been 5 minutes. I couldn't feel it. It could have been an hour. There was nothing to feel.
Wow.
Wow.
It was good that it wasn't that long because I'm laying there saying, where is it? That's it.
He went back and told his boy, yeah, I did my job right there. I did a thing last night.
Oh,
business.
My Lord.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio, folks. Only on Phone Fantasy Radio. All right, Renee, give us your bedroom doom.
Well, mine is kind of somewhat similar to that, but not quite. Like, you know, like I said, we did the whole foreplay and all that. That was great. It was the bomb, you know. I was on the kitchen counter and all that. But when it came time to do it, it was like, it was so quick. I'm like, for real? It's all right?
Is that all there is?
But I hit a chord. I made this person really, really, really mad at me. And the next day, I had to say it never again. That's all I'm going to say. That's only one of my stories.
Right. Don't worry, we're going to do round two. We're going to do round two. We're
just trying
to get everybody to get their story out there. Pastor Brick, you got a story for us?
Yeah, I got a story, but my story is not really about not being as well. I'm going to just tell it. Okay, you know how you're in high school and you have that secret, you know, that love, your high school love or whatever, but you're still kind of innocent. So nothing really happened between the two of you, and this is my case. I had this guy, I had a crush on him in high school. We went with each other for like 5 minutes and then broke up. And later on met again as I became an adult. You know, we both met again as adults. Now, the situation with this dude was always gorgeous. Good looking body, gorgeous, but yo, he was...
Only gorgeous. Only gorgeous.
He was gorgeous. He was just like on the football team, gorgeous. The problem with this dude was he was dumb as shit. Dumb. And I say dumb, I think he put the in dumb. Okay? But, you know, fucking. Now, he had this voice that was like the typical jock voice. Like, yo, what's up? So, you know, real deep jock ghetto type voice. Now, I thought that, you know, you thinking this is cute, you know, this is, you know, cool, whatever. But as I noticed, like, okay, we're a little bit older now. Shouldn't your voice have, like, matured a little bit? But it was still the same. Still didn't pay it no mind. Meet up, go back to his place. Everything is good. The foreplay is good. Everything is on point. We get ready. You know, I'm laying down. We do a little foreplay thing. About to go up in there. He goes in. I'm like, oh, my God, it was good size. Everything was good. Till he started talking. In the middle of
That contrast, it just didn't work.
Somebody's voice could ruin the mood. He was like, oh, my God. Oh,
I've been waiting a long time for this. Oh, this is so good. Pussy, ooh, this, oh, just loud and just like a jock, like a dummy, like, oh my God. I've never, ever, first of all, most men I'm with are not really talkers. This was the first talker that I really had. But if you're going to talk, at least sound sexy. Be like, baby, oh yeah. No, he had a big, dumb, dumb voice. And after a while, I just said, stop, stop, stop. And he was into it. I had to, like, hit him, like, stop. He was ruining it for me. If he would open his eyes, he would saw I was staring straight at him. I couldn't get in the mood. His voice literally turned me off. And I bailed out of there.
Wow, Brick.
He had a
voice. I'll never forget that voice. Never. He was like that guy on the commercial. I lift things up to put them down. That's how he sounded. Exactly. Literally like that.
I'm sorry.
I see that commercial.
Now, that goes in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that goes in the Hall of Fame. Oh, wow.
Imagine that over you, talking loud. Oh, my God. Oh, it was horrible. That was the first time this good, but the actual delivery was the worst. Mm-mm. Oh, no, I'll never forget that. Sometimes, you know, if it didn't happen in my teenage years, maybe it didn't happen for a reason. I see why.
And then seeing that you're a teenage, you're an intelligent woman, on top of
exactly.
That.
Exactly. You feel me, Black Reporter?
I can see it driving you crazy now.
Oh, he was
like
dumb.
That.
I will never forget. He walked into the store and was like, "How much are your 25-cent juices?" I'll never forget that line.
My God.
I'm done.
It's very dumb. Very.
Hey, that's the end of the show. We gotta hang up.
Where did he go, George? Where did he go?
Exactly.
We gotta start a brand new show.
Which way did he go? Which way did he go?
We don't need to talk about none of those. We're gonna come back to talk about a brand new show. So stay tuned.
Hey, football.
Crazy shit right there.
Oh, fucking no, I play
football.
Football
hit him in the head too much. He hit his head a little bit too much on that football field.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, he did.
And was serious about it. How much are your 25 cent juices?
How much are your 25 cent juices? No lie.
And was serious about it.
Did you say that?
Very serious.
Was look at him dead in his face, too.
Yeah. The Indian in the store couldn't stop laughing. He was like, he's joking, right?
Like, can you just imagine that man's face?
I wouldn't stop laughing. I probably had to go to the juices and see the price on it.
Mm-mm.
I tell him a dollar. Tell him a dollar. Pay me a dollar.
Okay, when I'm trying to
laugh. What's
y'all
laughing at? He was 35 cents. That's what he said. I said, okay. I said, all right, baby. Don't think too hard. Fucking head might crack open. So I said, okay.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy. Anyway, so we got somebody else on the line.
Hi.
Oh, no, we don't. They left. Yeah, that major person leave.
We sorry.
God, I made the person hang up.
You ain't gonna get me.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm not gonna say nothing. I recognize that number. This is who I think that is. They talk like that. I hope they're not listening to the archives.
I'm about to go to Dallas. So ask them this is Dallas.
Chinese place. Okay.
Half a chicken wing with french fries. How much is that? Add a half a chicken wing with french fries and a...
We bad ghetto, ain't we?
And a
we gotta love folks in the area. We hungry.
I mean...
Hey, drop soup.
How much you reach?
We gonna eat the turkey.
Yes, how much is that?
4 to 5 long time.
17.
A lobster tail.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How much is that, ma'am? How much is
I'm
that?
I'm gonna try to fish that hard.
Want some extra wings with that?
Right.
Of course.
Y'all got me ordering
fried
one. I don't want that stuff. Y'all got me ordering fried one bone and stuff. I should not do that. Anyway, folks, look, I don't love the train of thought. I can't do it.
Our fans are everywhere. Our fans are everywhere, Crush.
Huh?
Our fans are everywhere.
Right. They
need a dragon and phoenix.
Shut up.
Black reporter, I want to do a show on the road.
On the road.
I need to get me a cell phone.
I just about to sing that too.
I want to get a show on the road. I want to do a show on the road.
Rolling. Keep that radio rolling.
Yeehaw. Look, y'all need to go. You know what? On that note. We're going to go to another song because y'all wilding out. And we're going to come back because y'all wilding out.
We're going to wait for the Chinese
food. Right. I'm going to wait for my food.
Who collected the money?
Right.
We all ordered.
Anyway, I need to sit down.
Gotta order me some wings. I got 25 cents.
This is good.
They're
upgrading 50 cents.
That one get you one chicken wing with New York.
Oh,
that's $3.
That don't get you. No, it's not. Not around here.
Oh, they order chicken wings.
They order chicken wings like 3 and change.
Wow.
See, so you need some. That's not even tax.
I like a spicy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to
fry rice.
What's the
fry rice?
I make a hot
espresso
for you.
Not messing with Chinese food. 8 cents. I went to a Chinese food. I went to a Chinese place one day on the hood. 8 cents. I seen that Chinese dude case that cat out there with a big behind butcher knife. I said, nah, I ain't fucking doing that.
Y'all
need to stop. Y'all discriminating.
But listen, my brother said he don't eat it because they don't throw out garbage. If you ever know Chinese people don't put out garbage.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
And look at their chicken wings. Their chicken wings are like,
they
like cat paws.
Chicken wings
cat paws, they said.
Big as hell. All right,
folks. Let me get into my music. because y'all wilding out. Y'all tuned in to Cold Fantasy Radio. Black Reporter and Crush Hearts. And the panel. Pastor Brooks. Bless Child. Little Renee. I mean, Minnie. Renee. Y'all crazy. Y'all just straight nutty.
Ooh, I don't want no minute man. Ooh, here's your chance, be a man, take my hand, understand. I don't want no minute man. Thank you.
Right, I get the picture. Don't want no short dick men. No 1 minute man. All that because you love. Say that again, Bless.
I got a story for you. I got another one for y'all.
Okay.
I messaged the one chick, right? She's sexy as hell. She smells good as hell and all that, right? Head in the cup, smell good, sexy and all that, right? So we get back to the room. I mean, I get a moat. Take her socks off. Her toes look like people.
Mm-mm.
You feel me? Her toes, it's like they long. It's like her toes were talking to me.
Hell no.
I said she was sexy and all that. I was still going to hit it and all that, but she got mad at me and left. I told her, yo, if we're going to do this, yo, you got to put some socks on. Not one pair, two pairs. Because I don't want them motherfuckers breaking out.
You got him. You
got He asked, he got mad at me, like, look, I'm not messing with you no more. Don't call me, do this, this. But look, man, her people, her toes look like vultures. like you could fly them with water and grab fishes with them. I'm like, damn.
Mm-mm.
She couldn't help it.
But on top of that, right, she's like, yeah, nah, I went to the hair, got my head done, my nails done, my feet done. I'm like, you got your feet done? I didn't say that out loud, but I'm thinking to myself, you got your feet done? The motherfucker was talking to me in the big toe had a big ass corn on that bitch.
That's his
nasty. That raunchy.
That visual is not good.
Okay, I think I lost my appetite.
Not me.
You lost your appetite. I wanted to run. Truthfully, I was scared because I thought she might try to grab me with him.
Thank God I already.
Whatever. You still trying to beat that?
Who's that guy in the background?
What?
Yo, I should
have
known.
Some people have a feet fetish. Kiss my feet, baby.
Them niggas, they blowing kisses at me. I think one of them even winked at me.
Uh-oh. Wow.
These look like people, man. You could get a marker and draw a happy face on them. Whatever type of face you want on.
Damn.
They were glad to be out here.
Bless you.
They
were
trying to walk free.
Bless you didn't have to go there.
Yeah, I think you kind of free with her shit.
They were free toes.
That's breaking chest is rolling.
I know she's sitting on the couch. She don't gotta go nowhere. She just reach her toes out and grab the remote.
Hell no.
Comes up on the edge of the couch like,
well, that's up there with the one liner.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, you got a challenge.
Yeah, right. You be jumping over here.
By laughter.
Over here. I'm not fucking with y'all.
Heard of my laughter.
And she got mad at me. I told her she got put like two or three pairs of socks on. I'm talking about them thick wool socks.
You weren't supposed to look at the feet. You don't look at the feet.
Man, them feet was looking at me.
She wanted to make
you
mad, Rock. She was Fred Flintstone's sister.
Wow, y'all, wow.
I can make you mad.
You hit it though, right?
if you ever need a shredder, all you got to do is look her up. Just throw the paper in between. It get the job done.
But you hit it, though, right?
Nah, she got mad at me because I told her she got to put socks on.
She got upset because she did not want to cover her feet. They wanted to breathe. Bless. She wanted her feet to breathe and be free.
You heard her. She could tear her shoes up.
They were free. They were free, and they were dangerous.
Yeah, you throw them feet over your shoulders, you might cut your face.
I seen one of her toes moonwalking.
Mm-hmm.
One toe moonwalk. The one toe moonwalk. That's doing a snake.
It was walking its way out your apartment or whatever. It said bye-bye. But they didn't have to take that.
All right, folks. We're talking about bedrooms right now. And Bless Child has told us about Marvel Feet. We done had some one-minute men. We done had some dumb men. We had some funky feet. We done had some shitty men.
Some shims.
Some shims.
A shim.
A shim.
Okay.
A she-him.
Yeah, thank you. A shim. She looked
like a
she, but there wasn't him in there.
And on Fluffy side, how the hell you gonna go to somebody's crib sound like more than breath?
Just ain't right, y'all. Just ain't right. Tune in to Phone Fantasy Radio once again. It's the top of the hour. Well, it was the top of the hour. It's 10:09 p.m. Okay, so now we're at the top of the hour. So, what about bedroom boom?
Ooh,
what about
yeah.
sex? Or the bedroom? Alright, so started with the lady.
Does it have to be the bedroom?
That was horrible. As long as it was a good boom, it'll have to be just the bedroom. As long as it was a good boom. Started with Lady T, so she asked the question. She got four.
Well, my good boom. let me see. There was a younger guy. He was 6'9". Ooh, I'm only 5'4". And I climbed that mountain over and over. He taught me that I could ride a face. And now I know that I can. Being a BBW, I always thought I was going to smother somebody. But, baby, he showed me how to ride it several different ways. Showed me that I was very flexible. It was a boom, boom, boom day.
God, I love him 6'9", boy.
Oh, yes. He was tall all around.
He said tall all around.
he could reach parts of me then. He got the G spot, the oh my spot, and yes, hit it again spot.
I'm serious. Look at that. Get them all. I didn't even know there was that many.
Oh, yeah. Everybody gets stuck up on the G-spot. There's other spots to find.
Yes, ma'am. Came in at the end of the conversation because I was looking at a text, but I heard G-spot and other spots to find. That's all I need to hear.
On that note, we're sharing our bedroom booms. And since Renee just came in, Renee, share us your bedroom boom.
My bedroom booms is actually, like, when I got with my boyfriend, I've been having sex since I was 13. But I had never had an orgasm like I had when the like this one time, I didn't think you could have an orgasm like that. Just to be honest with you, and I'm 35 now. Mm-hmm. It was just like, wow, this was the hell I missed out in 8.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And like doing a 69, like, you know, I sat on the man's face, but with him, it was like I was in a whole nother world, like I was reborn again, and, you know, Jesus came and saved me and brought me back to life. I was like, OMG, this is the shit.
God damn.
I'm like, damn, this is what I've been missing? I was like, and see, my best friend, we talk about everything, and I do mean everything, because we've been friends for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I can trust her with my life, and I know I'm going to be all
right.
So,
right.
Like, we've shared, you know, sex stories like this mm-hmm. before, and I was like, dude, OMG, was the first words that came out of my mouth, and she already knew it was finna be something amazing. I was like, oh my God. Because, like, her ex, she used to tell me them stories, and I was still with my daughter's father then, so I was a little bit jealous because, you know, he didn't make me feel like that half the time when we'd have sex. You know, I'd be lucky if he even catch one, but that's a whole nother story. But, so it was just like, oh my gosh. Is this what, now, and I kind of understand why some of his exes still want to be his friends. I would want to be your damn friend, too. But guess what? I ain't playing that. Mm-mm. But, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Shout out to Ghetto.
Hey, Ghetto.
Even though he made me mad earlier, that's still my baby. So bad is killing him.
That's all that reminisce.
I ain't mad no more now. Just thinking about that just gave me a tingle and shit.
Made it all better, huh?
Something right,
right.
There. I ain't mad no more. Okay, single. That's some good loving right there.
You know what I'm saying? Just made me forget what I was. I ain't forget what I was mad about, but just like, alright.
I know. We go work it out.
Right. I just take it out on your shit there.
That's always the best time. Black reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
You got a bedroom boom for us.
Okay, bedroom booms?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can say that now.
Okay. I've got two, in a sense.
No, she said
her. Huh? Wait, who said I can't talk?
I said,
oh.
You're educated enough to know that means one.
Follow.
Okay.
Okay.
When I was younger, I was working at this college radio station. And I was working late night, early in the morning. And playing slow music. So I had a girlfriend who lived in one of the dorms on campus, and she would occasionally come to keep me company. Now, you know, we played sometimes jazz. Now, I remember this one particular, and this is back in the album days, those of you who remember albums. This was a jazz album put together by Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea. Okay. The set lasted 26 minutes. For those of you who don't know, that means it was the whole side of an album. let's just say I was busy for those for 24 of those 26 minutes.
All right, my father's putting in work. Work it.
And the situation was of the fact that that was when I first learned how to take care of 69 also. So, because, you know, one of the best things that she would do, she would love to scoot under, okay, in most radio, just about all radio stations, you have what's called a board. In other words, if you go to any concerts and see the control board, it's similar to that, but not as complicated. It's a whole lot more simpler with dials and switches and whatever. And it's sitting on top of a table. Technically, you've got empty space under that table. And let's just say she learned how to scoot under there and go to town. And I got service very well, and I returned the service also very well. So.
Okay, Black Reporter, yay.
What was that?
That's a fool. Stop. She acting a fool all by herself.
I'm sorry.
I was about to say.
I'm sorry. I was just so happy you ended it quickly. It was a good
story. Well,
Don't say no more. You're going to mess it up.
Who said it ended quickly?
Mm-mm.
Little Debbie.
Who said it ended quickly, Debbie?
No, that's Little Debbie.
I'm so sorry. And I didn't do that. I called the corner and said, and wait a minute. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hurt nobody's problem. I'm sorry, everybody.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't step on his toes.
Oh, Lord. I let her loose. I let her loose. For y'all who don't know, that's Little Debbie's side. Now, I know everybody's seen the Little Debbie snacks and everything. Well, that's her alter ego. That's Lady C's alter ego. And you hear her cracking up back there.
That's crazy.
I like cake. You want a piece of cake? I like chocolate cake. I like chocolate cake with chocolate icing. It's so good.
Oh, boy. Y'all too hard on that note. I'll go back to some more music.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You and everybody, I'm putting back on the music because y'all are just straight nutty. You're tuning to Phone Fancy Radio with the Crush Hearts and Black Reporter. This is always dedicated to Little Debbie and her milkshake.
raunchy as hell with chat dicks for your chap ass lick. Treating your teeth like dentists as I'm rubbing them with an erection like injections. Fuck it, I'll be drugging them, numbing up their tonsils like Ambisaw anesthetic. Coming down your throat like chloroseptic. No time for apologies, girlfriend, if you swallowing, goggling. I'm giving bitches permanent beers. Put your lips here and catch these damn facial hairs in your mouth. Put it in your mouth, mouth. I said your motherfucking mouth, mouth. Or I could just eat you out, out. Yeah, what's that all about?
Well, you can lick it, you can flip it, you can taste it. I'm talking every drip drop, don't you waste it, baby. Slurp it up, it's enough to fill your cup. It's tingling good, and I wish a nigga would. Up. Now, if you can pick my big ass up,
That's an automatic turn on right then and there. This guy had me on walls. He had me flipped here, flipped this way. I'm doing headstands and shit. Things I didn't even know I could damn well do. Trying to put him down. And he was like, no. And I was like, no. So
okay,
finally,
great.
It's like the next morning, we were still like, damn. He was like, why won't you give? I was like, why won't you give? So that sex that we had was just amazing. I mean, I had nothing like that, and I don't know how long. And to this day, you know, he still says so. Did I win the title? Like, no, you didn't. He swears he won. I swear he didn't win. So he, you know, now he moved to Florida or whatever, whatever. So we still got plans to hook up and continue. But that sex was
Brick,
amazing.
Was,
yeah.
was he the best lover you ever had?
He's a close second. I wouldn't say he was the best. He's a close second. Only because, you know, his oral game wasn't that tight. If he perfected that oral game, he'd be the best.
Okay.
But it wasn't that good. That shit was good. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, I have never seen a man with such stamina.
Up one wall and down the other.
I guess he never saw a big girl was either. But I wasn't giving. And he was big, too, packing. So I was like, yeah, I ain't afraid. I ain't scared. So it was good. It was interesting. He really is good. He's probably listening to this shit now. If you're listening, baby, we need to hook up. Because it was wild.
She caught a flag.
Damn.
Back. Look at her fingers.
It was, I'm telling you, I'm going to have a good dream tonight. It was good.
Flash,
he
back,
even called his willy, so I got his willy here. Maybe I'll sleep with him tonight.
Bless child, you still
damn,
have bless child.
What?
Okay.
You ain't calling your willy back support us?
Huh?
You ain't calling your willy?
Nah,
you
know what
the hell
I'm talking
about? Huh? It's the thing that you buy at the store. You can actually clone a mold of your Johnson and make a dildo out of it.
Right.
Excuse me?
It's a kit. It's a kit that you get out of the sex toy store. It's a kit.
Okay.
Clone a cock, right? Clone a dick or something like that. It got a real wicked name to it. It's like for $40, $50. And what you do
you
is
make
you can actually make
erect.
Yeah, you can make a mold of a erect penis. Just the fun
wow
part is trying to keep it erect. So you can mold it.
And that's just in case you can't get enough.
Mm-hmm. Or there's some. All right, bless child. You got a bedroom boom for us?
Oh, man. Take back a model. One of my model.
And I hope it don't include
beasts.
No toys.
One of my model beasts is like, it's a stripper. You know what I mean? Oh, man, like motherfuckers paying money at their Woolworth and all that shit, right? You know how you hear about somebody, but you don't really know until you see them? I said, yo, what's good, mom? On a regular note like this. Told me the price. I said, no. My mind's thinking, look, all this free pussy out here, I ain't paying shit. And I just walked away. And it's that. Like, say, like 4 hours later, came to my room.
Okay, that's what's
up. Okay. I said, I'm still ain't paying. I guess she felt some type of way and shit, but she still went with it. But at the same time, I ain't gonna lie to you, Shorty was a pro. You ever seen, you remember
wow
that movie Harlem Nights? You remember that movie Harlem
mm-hmm
Nights?
Mm-hmm.
And dude was messing with Sunshine, and mm-hmm he would call his kids up like, yo, tell your mom I ain't coming home. That's how I felt. Or it's like, that's how I felt. Like, damn, Shorty put it on, but Shorty on. But at the end of that, I'm throwing the story up, but it's like, end of that, right? I'm like, damn, Shorty, I'm smoking an L, she's smoking a Newport. Turn around, she's like, hold up. I'm going to tell you how my girl feeling. I think, you got a girl? Bring it over. She's talking about her pussy. She picked a cigarette in her pussy, started blowing smoke out that motherfucker.
I've seen that happen.
I'm like, hold up. This is my first time I've ever seen some shit like that. Nah, man, I'm feeling good. I'm amazed. I'm like, damn.
I saw it happen at a strip club.
I'm like, and she was a stripper. I'm like, damn, man, look. I can't wait for next year. I'm like, I can't wait for next year. I hope you come down. That shit, I'm like, wow. Man, wow.
I saw that shit in a black strip club, actually a private strip club. This is one of those private clubs where if you pay a certain amount of money, you know, they can take care of you in the back, but the front is a strip club and all nudes, and you had to have a certain license because you paid $15 for the door. It wasn't cheap. You know, so it was like you were going into one of your parties, Crush.
Not paying $15, you wasn't going to my party.
I know it's a whole lot more than that, but you know, I'm just saying it wasn't cheap.
That shit was so black and poor. That shit was crazy. Man. I seen that shit. Laying on the bed, I'm laying on smoking the air. She put that shit in her pussy, started blowing smoke at her. I'm like, oh my motherfucking god. I told the dude to get. I'm trying to send y'all the email, man. I still got it. I still got that footage on my thing. That shit was crazy, man. I was amazed, yo. I was like a little kid in a candy store that night.
But then also there's also the woman who can spit golf balls out of.
Mm-mm.
Oh come on.
I call myself that.
Like I said, it's the one who can spit golf balls out her pussy.
Wow.
I don't really want that one.
All right, folks.
I watch porno. She teaches me moves I've never seen before. I'm like, what the hell?
Okay, whatever. So. We got another caller I see on the air. I'm gonna bring him in and see who this is, who this person is. I'm gonna say another brother, but I'm gonna say another caller. Gotta see who this caller is on the phone. Trying to hook up with Phone Fantasy Radio. If you wanna call in, please do. We got 20 minutes remaining on the clock. 805-830-8320. All right. I'm sorry, I had to put my headset back on. And I got it on backwards. Okay.
All right. So, the 201342.
Hello?
Hi.
How you doing? Don't know who this is?
Anyway, moving right along, yeah, that person's not welcome on this show.
Oh, is that who I thought it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Phone Fantasy Radio. We doing bedroom booms and dooms. I want to go into some more music, and then we're going to come back and talk some more. Okay? That's all
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank y'all. Damn, y'all.
J.E., y'all.
Fresh. Yeah. Lemonade game. Yeah, man. Everybody watching this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We'll put that on.
Yeah, I know what this is.
Love it when you grind on me, when you put it right on me. All the things that you make, all the sounds you create, when you put a little bit of that's when I lose control. When you put a little in it, start squeezing and you won't let go. When you put a little in it. you put a little bit of She's so scandalous. But I love everything she do the best. Ain't no competition. So down with it and so submissive. I'm in awe of you, all of you. You're my mission.
Got my mind in a
trance.
My body's sure to follow.
Ooh, keep doing that thing you do. Go ahead and
ride. When you grind on me, when you put it right on me.
Ooh,
all the things that you make, all the sounds you create. When you put a little bit of something. That's when I lose control. When you put a little pump in it, start squeezing and you won't let go. When you put a little pump in it, keep telling me how much you.
Just for me, and the way you lick your lips and do them little things to get me off. All I wanna do is get you off. Say you wanna be my girlfriend, baby, you done paid the cost. Ooh, ooh, ooh. This is how you gonna hear when the lights go off. Love how you do it, and I don't think there's another girl in the world for
me. Love it when you grind on me, when you put it right on me. All the things that you make, all the sounds you create. That's when I lose control. When you put a little pump in it, start squeezing and you won't let go. When you put a little pump in it, keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little pump in it, when you put a little bit of pump in it.
You're the only one that I want. You're the only one that I wanna give it to in every way. I wanna please ya, not tease ya like this. You say you like it when I squeeze a little bit. Well, you ain't felt nothing yet. I hear this beat in my head. Watch me move my hips to it. Left to right, right to left. When I have you out of breath. When I put a little oomph in it. When I put a little oomph in it. Oh, oh. Back and forth. Oh, my Lord. You won't want more. Put a little bump in it. When I put a little bump in it. Oh,
when you grind on me. When you put it right on me. All the things that you make, all the sounds you create.
When you put a little, when you put a little bit of bump in it.
That's when I lose control. When you put a little bump in it. Start speaking
and
you won't let go. When you put a little bump in it. Keep telling me how much you love. When you put a little bump in it. When you put a little bit of bump in it.
Like I'm
wall with all the stress. It's what I'm here for, putting your troubles to rest. Giving you chance, smiles every time on your face. The reason the way, cause we can get it crack every day. It'll take a little time for the pain to leave. That's what I'm here, baby, it should be easy to be. Give me your hand, I really, really want you to see how legitimate your boy really, really can be. So come and kick it with the big boss. We'll be out of control of the road until we get lost. I know you're thinking that it's too good to be true. Let your boy know when it is time to prove. So what I gotta do to get that? It's that the money can buy, I gotta earn, let me get that. So let me into your world, I can be your daddy or your back daddy. We can ride in the super caddy. You deserve a better man, I'll be your Superman. And not the one that's trying to get up in your pants. If you really, really want me to, don't play, will never be your problem for me to please you. So let me stimulate your mind when I'm on the grind. Sipping on the fine wine, it's a good time. So what I gotta do to get you to go? I'm on the bandwagon, ready to go. I'm feeling your vibe, I know that you can feel mine. You see the path behind, girl, it's alright. Girl, I know that it's plain to see. Please believe that this may be your only opportunity. Speak now or forever will hold your peace. Hopefully you decide to roll with me.
Hey, welcome back to Song Fantasy Radio. It's the girl, blah, 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 the super fluffy flirt, the fresh heart. I know, I get tongue-tied my own stuff doing that stuff, huh? And Black Reporter. And we're doing Bedroom Booms and Dooms. Right now, it's the doom hour. I mean, it's the boom hour. We're sharing our sexy, intimate stories, you know, the best blind, mind-blowing sex you've had. And the whole gang that went through, we got the 201 back up on the air. We'll bring him on. 201.
Yo, this your boy Insane Jermaine. What's good, Miss La Crush Hearts, Black Porter?
What's up, Jermaine?
What's up? Let's come
Hi.
Up a tour.
I'm the alumni.
Yeah, I was down there by your way a little bit, but I was in Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was on tour. My cousin is the newest member of D12. His name is Fudd Scooter. I came in at last minute. I listened to the Bedroom Boom. Now, Bedroom Boom is what's this, like Fantasies or something like that?
No, Bedroom Boom is actually. Go ahead, Blackwater.
No, these are your successes in the bedroom. Bedroom Doom.
Oh.
are you know, those experiences you care to forget. And we've all had some. If you turn around and say you've never had a bedroom doom, you're a liar. So
you
the way you put it like that.
Number
yeah.
one.
Okay,
I know
so
one.
Since you just tuned in, we're gonna start with your boom. I mean your doom. What was the worst horrible sex story you could think of? Let us know what it is.
Oh, man, girl talk a lot of shit. Oh, my pussy this and my pussy that, this and that and everything. Got up in that pussy, and it was like I was working an eight-hour damn job overtime trying to get me some walls and shit. Talked all that shit, man, as a motherfucker. Got my dick hard as hell, and because she looked good as hell and everything. But like they said, man, look good outside, ain't good inside.
Mm-hmm. Got a point.
That's right. And what about a boom... A boom. Yeah, I'm getting myself confused. What about a bedroom boom?
A bedroom boom?
Right, when it was booming.
I ain't gonna lie. This one here, she good. She so damn good. One time she had me motherfucking crying. She had me crying one damn time.
Was
and
that
then
crying and begging?
Yeah.
Was that
and then the second damn time, She was giving me head so goddamn good. I had to ask her, why the fuck you do that? Why is you doing that to me?
Yeah, that's hot shit. That's what's up. All right, Jermaine. Let me get to the other callers. You can stay online.
We appreciate it, bro.
We appreciate you calling in and showing love and congratulations on your tour and much success to you. All right, folks. That was insane, Jermaine from Hackensack, New Jersey, sharing his bedroom booms and booms. Who else we have, Black Reporter? We have Renee from Milwaukee, New Jersey. Renee.
I'm here. Oh my God, I'm here. I'm over here dying laughing. Oh my God,
Mini BBW.
Funny, yes, he is too funny. Come on, she had him crying. Oh my Lord, you cannot say. I ain't saying it's not, but the funniest shit when he said, "Why is you doing that shit to me?" Oh my God. It was funny as hell. Oh my God. Mm-mm.
You haven't made nobody cry yet, Renee?
No, I ain't made him cry. I made him scream, moan, you know, tell me to stop. You know, I'm just saying, I got some stories. I ain't gonna out nobody, but I'm just saying.
Okay. Let me ask this one question of all the women.
No, I'm talking now.
Okay.
I've made somebody cry, and I've also made somebody pass out.
Okay.
Somebody pass out. They was literally, no, I'm talking about as I was performing when I was going. As I'm giving them head, they literally passed out and woke back up and like, what happened? Like, wait, what?
Did I miss something?
Right, that's exactly how it was. He was like, did I miss something? What happened? He looked at me and I looked at him and we just started laughing so hard. And I was like, really, dude? You passed out on me?
Okay. This is my one question to all the ladies in here.
Just cut me off just so he can ask a stupid ass question. Go ahead, ask a damn question.
Okay. Have you ever actually had a man climb the walls because you drove them so crazy, either with your head or with whatever you did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
I have too.
Oh, I got to bring in the rest of the people. Yeah. I was wondering why I'm so quiet. They muted. That's why.
Time when you come to the show. That's what's up.
Bless Child, your goodbye shout out.
Yo, I want to say this, man, get a shout out, like I said, everybody on this show, this lovely show. Shout out to my daughter. End it off like that. Nah, you ain't going to catch me crying. I got too much pride.
You just ain't had the right one yet.
I had the right one. I had the right one, but you're not going to get this like chick fake orgasm. Who's going to hold it in?
Okay, Lady C.
Oh, shout out to everybody who's listening. I enjoyed myself again, and y'all have a wonderful evening.
Great.
I want to give a shout out to the one true love of my life, my son Jonathan, who turned 17 today. Happy birthday, Jonathan. Mommy loves you. And I also want to give a shout out to my Curvy family at Curvy Magazine. Check us out on Facebook, Curvy Magazine. And that's about it. Good night, everybody.
Good night. And last but never least, it's Saint Germain.
Want
to say goodbye and shout out to
all. Yeah, I like now saying goodbye and shout out to Black Porter, La Crush, everybody that's online right now. I like to say, go get that cop that return of the dozen D12. Like to shout for a Scooter, Big Homie, Bazaar, everybody D12. Thanks for that little trip. Know what I'm saying? If y'all hear me, and thank God.
That's what's up. On that note, we're going to take it on home. Black Reporter, over my back. Black Reporter, do your thing, Black Reporter. Say your goodbyes. Yeah.
Ooh, and I just want to say goodbyes to my daughters, Alondra and Elisa. They're no longer kids. They're now young ladies. And to all the folks in the Camp Fluffy family, to all the folks in the Phone Fantasy Radio family, and hopefully we can grow and grow and grow. To all you folks who are listening to us on the web, thank you, thank you, thank you for at least chatting with us and listening to us on the web. We'd like to have you here on the phone sometime in the future. We'd like to hear who you are. Don't forget we're here every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 until 11 Eastern Time, 8 until 10 Central Time. And I'll let La Crush close it up.
All right, folks. Once again, Black Reporter covered all the bases for me. I want to thank everybody, Dre, Brick, Pastor Brick, excuse me. Lady C, Bless Child, Renee, and everybody that tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio in St. Germain. Thanks for showing the love. Shout out to my mom for giving my Chinese food for me because, you know, I'm hungry. And once again, we'll be back here next Tuesday. And next Thursday, we actually have a Fantasy Limelight with Larry Edwards. He'll be in, you know, we'll play his music on here. Awesome brother, awesome talent. And I'm going to leave y'all with his song, Average Brother. No ice.
your mink coat and bless your fingers with $1,000 rocker ring. I'm just a two-job juggling, everyday struggling brother who's hustling. I hope you understand, I'm a simple man. No, I don't know what you're looking for. Don't know if I'd be the one that you'd adore. No, I'm not a fly guy, maybe not a perfect guy, but I can say at least I'm a real guy. But if you could just see me and what's on the inside of me,